Okay, you ask if I have ideas?
I have all of the ideas. You have no idea. Well,
all right, so first I was thinking, how do you feel about playing around with Loki and Tony some more? Or either or? Because, like, your Loki is kind of my favorite Loki. I really like the idea of him being broken in ways that aren't easily fixed. It's not just like hugs from Thor and everything's okay again. Maybe something with like sibling rivalry that echoes the way their relationship is now. Like, oh, back in Asgard when we were being siblings and having adventures, but at the same time, Loki's like all jealous and shit. And it's like, oh, okay, now this story echoes the way things played out in Avengers. Or something, or Dark Tony. I really liked your Tony in Another Country People Die, because basically you've written my new favorite world conquering Tony ever, and I've kind of been in like a darkish mood lately, so we could do that. Something with like, how else did the fallout of Afghanistan completely fuck Tony up? That could work, right? Or else, I think I've already told you this one, and I don't know, maybe one day I'll end up like convincing someone to do this. But okay, it's the end of the gift. Buffy falls through the portal. She lands in Star Wars, and she ends up on Corellia being all like, oh, crap, I'm stranded on an alien planet, and I don't know what to do, even though I am a badass kind of person. And she ends up falling in with Spice Smugglers, and then through a series of wacky happenstances, ends up on board the Millennium Falcon with Han Solo. And then it's a whole big thing before all the movies start where Buffy Summers is an alien smuggling badass who, you know, punches people and shit. And it's all awesome because she has a ray gun! Or not. Another idea. Technically, according to the Marvel Universe, X-Men and the Avengers all live in the same New York, right? So maybe some sort of X-Men Avengers. What were the X-Men doing while the Avengers were saving New York City? Because you can't tell me that Charles Xavier, living in Westchester, which is what, 3 hours outside the city, didn't know that people were freaking out in New York. You know? Badass telepath, you know, kind of craziness. Or else, like, I don't know, some sort of X-Men First Class meets the Avengers awesomeness. Or else, if you felt like doing more in the Myself and You universe, I think you mentioned one time about, like, finding out what else the Satidans were doing, or, like, something like that, or maybe what the people who were, you know, Buffy's people that she left behind, maybe how they're doing with stuff. I don't know, maybe that's not an interesting story you want to tell. But yeah, if you felt like doing something dark, I would totally go for it. Something Tony, something Loki. I mean, Buffy's always going to be like one of my favorite fandoms, but if you felt like branching out, I would totally support that. If you wanted to write more in the Rubber Ducks verse, you don't have to. But it would be kind of interesting to see, like, basically anything in that entire universe. I'd be up for that. other ideas. I'm sure they'll come to me. I had all sorts of stuff to say. All the ideas. The Art of Running. I'd be cool with that. Maybe. Although I think you kind of did tell the whole story there. Maybe from Rome's perspective. Rome is my favorite in The Art of Running. Rome was awesome. Or else, something. Oh, shit, now I can't remember the name of it. And I've already podficked it. But the one where it's the spin-off of Earshot and Buffy has telepathy and you did all of those. Maybe something else along those veins. Something, I know she's already met up with Angel and everything like that, but maybe what does she do at Fantasio? Does she, I don't know. Because that whole series made my day. I love that one. Maybe Pam somewhere in there. I don't know. Basically, anything you write me, I'm gonna have an amazing time with. Ooh, or if you wanted to do more in The Weight of Water, like a, here is a small snippet of daily life in the household of three world-conquering mutants. I'd be okay with that. Sorry, I'm eating ice cream while I do this. Because it's like 8 million degrees outside. And of course I'm sunburned, so it's not like I can go outside and be like, oh, at least I'm enjoying nature or whatever. Anyway. So, more Loki. If you wanted to do more about Neil Caffrey as Loki's son, Pockets Full of Stones, I would totally get in on that with you. I really love your Loki. I love how you write him all fucked up. And he's like, it's not just like, oh, I'm an evil person. Grr, arg. It's, I have serious emotional trauma. You know? So I is that terrible? That I really like how you traumatize your characters. Or maybe, like, could you do something with Steve? With Captain America? And being really emotionally fucked up? Because you think about it, he wakes up from thinking he was killing himself to a world where every other person he knows, every person who's ever known him alive, is already dead. You know? Like, I'd have fun with that too. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, yeah, that's a lot of things that I had ideas for. But seriously, whatever you want, anything, I'm pretty sure I'll have a good time with it. Okay, bye.